Joe Biden, Kamala Harris tweet, say her name amid street protests. By Neil Monroe on September 23, 2020. The Democratic candidate for president and his running mate tweeted the street slogan, say her name, amid a wave of raucous and sometimes violent protests from coast to coast. The protests and tweets came after a grand jury in Kentucky did not recommend murder charges against several police officers for the March 2020 shooting death of Breonna Taylor. The announcement prompted sharp objections and triggered a wave of national protests. The tweets by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did not mention the protests, which included some violence and shooting. The slogan, say her name or say his name, is frequently used to rally protesters against police and local governments. Launched in December 2014, the hashtag #SayHerName campaign brings awareness to the often invisible names and stories of Black women and girls who have been victimized by racist police violence, and provides support to their families, according to a website run by the African American Policy Forum. Biden sent out a second tweet that denounced street violence. Biden's full statement said, Breonna Taylor was a beloved daughter, member of her community, and an essential worker who served as an EMT as COVID-19 began to spread. But she died, shot in her own home by the police. In the wake of her tragic death, we mourn with her mother, family, and community and ask ourselves whether justice could be equally applied in America. I know for so many people today's decision does not answer that call. A federal investigation remains outgoing, but we do not need to wait for the final judgment of that investigation to do more to deliver justice for Breonna. We know what is necessary. We need to start by addressing the use of excessive force, banning chokeholds, and overhauling no-knock warrants. I know people are frustrated and they have a right to peacefully protest, but violence is never acceptable. And we can express pain, grief, anger, and disappointment at the way things are, but remain focused on rebuilding trust in our communities and delivering change that can be. We must continue to speak Breonna Taylor's name, support her family still in grieving, and never give up on ensuring the full promise of America for every American. As Breitbart News reported, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron explained Wednesday afternoon that no police officers would be charged directly for the death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville in March because they knocked before entering her boyfriend's apartment. Taylor, 26, an emergency medical technician, was killed in the crossfire when her boyfriend opened fire at police, thinking they were intruders. After expressing his condolences to Taylor's family, Cameron explained that the officers who had shot Taylor would not be charged because they had been fired upon first, and because her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, testified that they had knocked first. Earlier in the day, a tweet from Biden promised to tackle systemic racism head-on.